Now to New York City, where Hurricane Sandy and the nor'easter that followed it took down almost 10,000 trees. That is far more than any other storm in the city, at least storms in which tree damage was recorded. NPR's Margot Adler has the story.
You can hear the sound of chainsaws all through Central Park, where I'm walking with Ken Chaya, who knows more about the park's trees than just about anybody else. He's created a map that charts every single tree in the park, about 20,000. During the two storms, some 800 trees went down here. Chaya shows me some of the damage as we look over a stone arch down into the still-closed North Woods.
And looking over Glen's Bend, I could count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 fresh cuts of mature trees. There are tree crews in here.
Like the one we're hearing?
Like the one we're hearing.
5 days before Sandy, the city's parks department was already making arrangements with tree crews from around the country. They'd noticed that weather was changing. 2 tornadoes, a freak storm they called a microburst that took down 500 trees in this park, an unusual early winter storm, Tropical Storm Irene, all in the space of 2 years. Bram Gunther is chief of forestry, horticulture, and natural resources for the city's parks department.
When that happened, that really opened our eyes, and it opened our eyes to the power of these storms, which we had not experienced directly in New York City, at least since I've been a child.
Irene took down some 3,400 trees, Sandy 3 times that amount. And the downed trees were big trees, old trees, often beloved trees.
The bigger the tree, the more carbon it captures, the more particulate matter it filters, the more stormwater it captures. So it's a huge number in terms of environmental benefits and what it does for a community.
The day after the storm, they had people walking, riding, bicycling every New York City block with handheld computers assessing damage and putting in work orders, 33,000 blocks.
We do every single one to assess and evaluate the damage of the trees and the safety of that particular block.
Gunther could monitor all these computers from his storm mobile command center. Back in Central Park, Ken Chaya points to a 75-year-old black locust.
Its trunk was just yanked out of the ground by the wind, and it was leaning over this path that had to be cut, and we hear saws going.
We step over a fence into the North Woods, where we shouldn't really be without hard hats, for just a moment to look at the massive stump of a northern red oak. The center was rotted out, and Chaya, who is 6 feet tall, lies on the diameter. He fits perfectly. Nearby, a downed tree pulled up rock, a piece of Manhattan schist, the 450-million-year-old bedrock that lies beneath Manhattan. Chaya says there's only a little layer of soil over the bedrock, and trees can't sink a deep taproot, so they branch out horizontally and in a storm.
Many trees like that just topple over. Their roots are not deep enough.
The city is committed to planting 1 million trees by 2017, and it's ahead of schedule. But remember, newly planted trees are small. It will be years before they can truly be what Chaya calls urban forest.
Our urban forest, it's fading. We're losing it.
And if you think, it's just trees. A USDA study said New York City has more than 5 million trees. They remove 42,000 tons of carbon per year and about 2,000 tons of air pollution. And the study even put a monetary value on what those trees do, $5.2 billion. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.